Well, you know, the fishing season is upon us when coastal communities across our state crowd at the dock to bless the fleet. In Juneau, the blessing of the fleet takes place on Saturday morning at 10, and Carl Broderson joins us now to tell us a little bit about this tradition that in communities across the world goes back for centuries. But Carl is with the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial, which organizes this event. And maybe, Carl, for starters, you can tell us a little bit about how this tradition came to Juneau and to Southeast Alaska.
Well, I mean, this has been a fishing area for, you know, time immemorial, as they say, so I'm sure there's always been some version of it. The version downtown was the fruit of many years of labor by a group of people who wanted to have one that could represent the entire state, because a memorial, I should say, that could represent the whole state, because a lot of towns don't have one necessarily, and so it's nice to have a place that those names can go if people want to make sure that they are remembered. But this one was built over many years, starting back in the 90s, and we're very happy to have it.
So why is this event so important to you, and that this in your organization always makes a point, even through the pandemic, you tried to do something to acknowledge this?
Yeah, it's important to remember. In particular, fishing is, you know, it's a pretty dangerous occupation. And so a fair number of people who are on the wall have no other grave because they were lost at sea and never found. So it's important to not let those people fade away entirely. Everyone that I know of that's involved administratively on the board has at least one name on the wall. I certainly have a few. And it's a nice way to help remember my own loved ones and everyone else's loved ones, which I think is important to do.
One of the things I find interesting in the program is that there is an acknowledgement to the Thlinkit people. And I think that's very interesting. Will there be any sort of special acknowledgement during the blessing of the fleet?
The wording at the end is essentially the same as what you see on the poster there, that the final thank you is to the Thlinkit people who were the first to feed their families with the blessings of these waters.
So there is a long maritime tradition here that's unique and also emerging. I would imagine that with the commercial fishing industry being such a big part of our economy, that having people turn out for this is kind of a statement of support for this industry.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. I mean, I'd say there are two purposes to the memorial, and one of which is to show support for the commercial fishing industry in general, to remember that it is important. I mean, if you spend all of your time on land, you don't necessarily see you don't see the economy that it creates happening necessarily, because that's going on out at the ocean. But it's important to remember that, you know, a lot of towns here were built on fish, and it's still a very important economic driver. And of course, the other half is that it's a place to remember people that we've lost. And I always want to note that it's not just the people who, you know, whose time was all too short. It is also people who lived long, wonderful lives, who managed to pass away at home exactly the way they would want to. And it's a celebration of the fishing that they did, and not just a remembrance of the people who did not have enough time.
So a remembrance of their legacy, a celebration of that. So paint me a picture of what happens at this gathering.
We gather down by the wall, which is facing out towards the water, and I make a big show of watching my watch and counting down and starting precisely at 10 a.m. And sometimes we're late, and I apologize for that, but we always make the effort. And we try to keep it quick, especially since we never know what the weather is going to be like, but there's an introduction that reminds folks of why we're all there. Father Gordon Blue from Holy Trinity will give an invocation and bless the boat that is going to lay the wreath at the beginning of the ceremony. They will lay the wreath, and then they go back out into the channel, and any other boats that want to participate can come in, be individually blessed. And then Father Blue gives us a conclusion. And then the next part is the reading of the names themselves. And so we'll introduce anyone who is yet to be engraved, but whose application has been approved. And then we will go and read the entire list, which at this point is going to be 251 names. We usually add about, I'd say, 4 or 5 per year, depending, but we haven't had any engraved since 2019 because the engraver, of course, has been reluctant to travel up. So we have 15 folks that we need to get on this time.
Wow. Well, that's great that those names are read and people are acknowledged. I'm sure it means a lot to people. So just recapping what we need to know, can you give us the vital stats on attending this event?
Absolutely. It is always the first Saturday in May, which this year is the 7th. It is always at 10 a.m. And if you want to participate as a skipper, just bring your boat out and listen on VHF Channel 10, and you'll hear the directions to come inside and make a turn in front and then head back out. And if you want to participate on land, then simply just show up and we'll all be there together in that moment.
So what's the visual of seeing these boats kind of come in and then head out?
It's interesting, and it's definitely different than it used to be. There's a lot of infrastructure down there that we have to accommodate. And so, honestly, in some ways, it's almost comedic because there's really room for one boat at a time in the space directly in front of the memorial. And so we have to stand there waiting to see if there is another boat because we can't actually see around the corner. And so there's a fair amount of dramatic filler moments that are wonderfully provided by the City of Juneau Pipe Band. And then the boat comes into view and you think, oh, yes, I recognize this vessel. I can almost remember its name and I can't quite see it. So I usually take a picture of it and then zoom in on the digital image and then pass that on because each blessing is personalized to the vessel.
Wow. Well, it sounds like quite a sight to behold. Thank you so much, Carl Brodersen, for coming and giving us a sense of why this community gathering is so important. Thank you.
Thank you.